Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to go right into this hilarious, hilarious video. Don't forget, in today's program, you're going to be able to see some beautiful things that God has done, how he's blessed Israel in regards to agriculture. You're going to get a great perspective this week as we're helping all of us to begin to see how God has blessed Israel. If we bless Israel, then God will bless us.
Right.
But this particular guy, Andrew Hales. Does these social type experiment videos or whatever. And this particular one is hilarious because he's taken a fishing line and a fishing pole. And instead of putting bait on the end of it, he puts a $20 bill and he has these people walking by and he casts it out or whatever. Mm. And then of course they reach down and start to pick it up and he just starts reeling it in. And it starts moving around, and these people are running after it. This is hilarious. Take a look at this. By the way, those who are listening to radio, go to the VFNTV.com and click on the torch. We'll make this available for you if you're not watching this on CTN. Take a look. Hilarious. That is just hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
You think about it. You know, what's the words of Jesus? What, in Matthew?
4:19 says, I'll make you fishers of men.
And so you look at them, and this is hilarious what he was doing. I love those kind of, you know,
Social experiments.
But it didn't matter who they were, whether they're male or female. It didn't matter what their race was, what their age was. They all took the bait. Mm-hmm. They all took the bait. Why this young man reels them in, and money was the thing that pulled everybody in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, you know, I'm going to make you fishers of men. And we found out in that social experiment that you can use money to fish for men. Mm-hmm. You can use a message of prosperity. You can talk about how you get more stuff and things. You can talk about how you're driving my car. Is that one guy? It's like, what are you doing? Get off the highway. But yeah, he said he's like fishing for people using money. And he was just doing a social experiment. I don't know where he is, this particular young guy is. But you can really think about that. Every age, every gender, every race, you know, was drawn to that. And he was fishing. But you think about today that if you have nothing at the end of that, if what you're doing is building a big building, you know, whatever it is, I mean, you think about this, then you can easily manipulate folks and draw them in the context of that. And we're making a mistake because now people think it's about money. They think it's about the $20 bill on the end of the fishing line. They think it's about the car. They think it's about the house. They think it's about the raise. They think it's about these different things. They think it's about the $1.3 million per baptized believer and don't even blink about it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what Jesus also said. Not only am I going to make you fishers of men, but he says in Matthew 6:24, he says, no one can serve two masters. Either he'll hate the one and love the other, or he'll be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. And that is so important. It's kind of humorous watching what's going on, but the truth is, I mean, how easy are you manipulated with a raise? Do you stop fellowshipping with your fellow believers in your church gathering because you can work more hours on that day that you gather? Are you spending all your time that you should be abiding with the Lord during that day, just thinking about how you can make more money that day and how you're going to be able to do this and do that? Has money become your God? Are you chasing money just like these people were chasing money? I mean, you got to ask yourself, and there's been a gospel preached that says that's what you're supposed to do. That's how you know if God, I mean, if you got a lot of stuff and things, I mean, God loves you more than someone else.
Yeah.
And that's not true. God doesn't measure that. That's not how he measures things. But understand that oh, how funny that looked. I mean, don't you think you could think of somebody right now that if you threw a $20 bill out in a fishing line, they would chase it down
in a minute.
If somebody was in the church gathering where you're gathering together, maybe your local church gathering, and somebody threw a $20 bill in that church gathering on a fishing string and they started reeling it in, you would find people that follow that $20 bill out of the church into the street just to find out they left God for money.
Mm-hmm.
They left God for money. But think about this. If you're with Jesus and you're part of the 12 disciples, for example, or you're part of a gathering there on Beatitudes and Jesus is talking, and this guy threw a fishing line in with a $100 bill on the end of it, would you be distracted and turn your eyes from Jesus and start watching that thing and then start chasing it around like these folks? Would you leave Jesus for money? Can Satan pull you out of the church because you thought you'd make more money if you worked on that day that you gathered? Can he pull you out of your intimate abiding time with him because they want you to show up at this new job a little bit earlier instead of you finding a job that fits God in regards to what God wants for your life instead of you telling God to fit you? I mean, think about it. It boils down to it. We're the richest nation in the world, but are we like the rich young ruler? Right. Have we walked away from God? And that's what happened with the rich young ruler. Because when Jesus was talking to the rich young ruler, he said, the rich young ruler said, what do I need to be saved? And Jesus said, well, this, this, and this. And so he proudly says, I've done that my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, one more thing. There's this guy that has this fishing string and fishing rod, and he has a $100 bill on the end of it. You can't chase that. I know it's going to tantalize you. It's going to tempt you. But when you start seeing that fishing string pull that $100 bill past you, you got to keep your eyes on me and don't run after money. You got to give away everything you have and follow me. And you know what the rich young ruler did? He walked away sad because he liked to chase money.
Mm-hmm.
He was in love with money. And I really believe right now that America, we got to repent for being like the rich young ruler. We ran after money. Humorous, that is totally hilarious. Revealing, according to what Jesus said in Matthew 6:24, we're not supposed to be fishing for money. We're supposed to be fishing for men. You don't catch men with money. You share with them the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so, the men who actually want God and want to make Jesus the Lord of life, they actually come. And the ones who don't just swim by like a fish would swim by your regular bait on the hook. Don't try to snag them. Just realize I need to go to another particular person mm-hmm. and share the good news of Jesus Christ. Yes, it's time for us to be fishers of men. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.